day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale featuring 60 breeding age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 1411. Also, check out our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, firm gains have quickly moved into the cattle trade here today, with early gains in feeder cattle trade sparking some additional underlying support throughout the entire complex. Corn markets lower today in light trade, with March corn futures about 1.25 cents lower. Stock markets were lower today in light trade. The Dow Jones 328 points lower. NASDAQ down 101 points. Over in live cattle today, light price support slowly trickling into the complex throughout the day, with nearby contracts holding 20 to 40 cent gains. The ability to spark additional feeder cattle buying is helping to bring about some increased market support in all cattle trade here during the last week of January. Traders seem to be focusing on the market stability in the nearby and deferred live cattle trade, which may keep gains minimal. Cash cattle activity remaining sluggish, with very limited movement expected throughout the first half of the week. Active trade, though, is likely to be pushed off until Thursday or Friday, similar to the last couple of weeks. Box beef cutouts today 63 cents higher in select and up 59 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 67 total loads. And in feeder cattle today, active buyer support has been seen, with traders trying to offset pressure seen late last week. The focus on price support moving into all cattle markets has been helped by the potential for increased underlying support throughout the entire complex. Spot month January futures remain under light pressure as trade interest has moved into March and April futures. Meanwhile, grains were lower today, with corn trade 1 to 2 cents lower, holding range-bound just above support, while soybean trade was 4 to 6 cents lower, with light two-sided trade today focused on delayed export data and South American weather. Meal was $1 to $2 lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 5 cents lower, with trade remaining at the upper end of the recent range, with overbought conditions and little fresh news. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.